one of Imam Malik's students, his name was Mutraq. He came to Imam Malik one day and they were talking. So Imam Malik asked him, he said, "Oh Mutraq, what do people say behind my back?" And we said that many times people say things in your face and behind your back they say completely different. So Imam Malik asked his student, "What do people say behind my back?" He said, "Some of them compliment you, they give you compliment and they say good stuff about you, they are your friends. And some of them do not like you, they are your enemies." So Imam Malik said, "Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, make them always like that." So Mutraq was surprised with this dua. He said, "Why don't you?" And Imam Malik said, "Oh Allah, please don't make them gather all on one thing." So Mutraq was surprised. "Why don't you want them all to be your friends? We probably understand why you don't want them all to be your enemies." But he said, "I don't want them to be all my enemies and I don't want them all to be my friends." So he said, "Why you don't want them all to be your friends?" And this is the important answer that he gave him. He said, "First, if they all were my friends, then how will I protect myself from arrogance? If everyone is your friend and everyone's giving you compliment, you'll become arrogant. It's hard to resist that. And number two, if you don't have, and this is a very important message to us, if you don't have enemies, that means something is wrong. That means your deeds are not completely for the sake of Allah. When you do something for the sake of Allah, shaitan gets upset. And shaitan has followers from humans and jinn. Once you do these things, shaitan is going to, of course, get his followers to disturb you, to annoy you. The Prophet ﷺ himself, the best of mankind, has had enemies. So when you have enemies, of course, not everyone is your enemy. If everyone your enemy, that means you're wrong. You're doing something wrong, that's for sure. But if few enemies here and there, few people bother you here and there, that can be a good sign that you are on the right track. So that was Imam Malik's answer to his student Mutraq. Imam Malik, as we said, lived 93, some say 94 years. And when he was dying, he said something really, really interesting actually. People were there and they gathered. Of course, they loved their Imam and they were kind of worried. They said, "Oh Imam, can you describe to us what you're feeling now?" He smiled and he said, "The feeling I have now cannot be described by words." And then he said, "If you can see what I can see now, you will love Allah like never before." So what did he see? And why did he say, "If you see what I can see now, you will love Allah like never before"?